Welcome to the Leaders Insights Podcast. Today's episode, Why Data Culture Fails Before Strategy Does. Half of Fortune 500 companies have a chief data officer today, and half of those CDOs will be gone within 2 years. So what exactly is going wrong?
The honest answer is that most organizations hired a CDO to solve a technology problem that was actually a people problem. They bought the data lake, they stood up the governance committee, and then wondered why analysts were still emailing spreadsheets to each other. The infrastructure was fine. The culture never moved.
But culture is the word executives use when they can't point to something specific. What does a data culture failure actually look like in practice?
It looks like a retailer I worked with earlier this year that had invested north of $40 million in a modern data platform over 3 years. Beautiful architecture. And when we interviewed frontline managers, fewer than 1 in 5 could tell you where to find the data relevant to their own decisions. They'd reverted to gut instinct, not because they distrusted data in principle, but because accessing it was slower than just asking a colleague. The culture had been declared from the top, but never designed from the middle.
So the CDO announces the vision, the organization nods, and then nothing changes. How does a CDO break that pattern without just adding another training program nobody finishes?
You have to find the decisions that actually matter to people and make data the path of least resistance for those specific decisions, not a general literacy push, a targeted intervention. At Maersk, for example, their data leadership tied data access directly to the weekly operational review process that captains and port managers already lived by. They didn't create a new behavior, they embedded data into an existing one. Adoption went from theoretical to habitual, because the habit was already there.
What about resistance from senior leadership? Because a CDO reporting to the CFO is effectively asking the CFO's peers to change how they work.
That reporting line is itself a cultural signal. If the CDO sits under finance, the rest of the C-suite reads data as a control function, not a strategic one. The CDOs who are having genuine impact in 2026 tend to have a direct line to the CEO, and more importantly, a mandate that includes the authority to say no to initiatives that bypass data standards. Without that authority, you're an evangelist with a budget, not an executive with accountability.
And accountability cuts both ways. How do you measure whether a data culture is actually improving?
I track 3 things operationally: the ratio of decisions documented with data versus those made without it, the time from question to insight for a standard business query, and the number of data requests that come from business teams rather than IT. When business teams are pulling the data themselves, you're making progress. When they're still filing tickets, you're not.
One thing a senior leader can do this week?
Sit in on one operational meeting and count how many decisions get made without anyone referencing data. Just count. That number will tell you more about your data culture than any maturity assessment ever will.
To go further, Leaders Insights offers strategic training programs, diagnostic tools, and an executive self-assessment designed for CMOs, CDOs, CFOs, and leaders aiming for board-level performance. Explore everything at mba-training.com. Thank you for listening to the Leaders Insights podcast. See you tomorrow for another episode.